In every age, the Lord raises up faithful servants, men and women who carry the light of Christ into places overshadowed by fear, violence and poverty. Today, we contemplate the life of one such witness, Father Nicholas Clautis, a priest of the Society of Jesus, a shepherd, a servant, a martyr. Nicholas Clautis was born in 1940 in Delft in the Netherlands. A gifted young man, an artist, a thinker, yet touched deeply by yearning for something greater. After studies in business and the fine arts, he heard the quiet whisper of God calling him to the priesthood. In 1965, he entered the novitiate of the Jesuits, embracing a life of simplicity, obedience, and total availability for Christ. His heart began to burn with a missionary zeal. In his own reflections, Father Nicholas later wrote, "The miracle of my vocation is that I saw people who had lived in conflict begin to build their future together. This was the essence of his priesthood. He believed reconciliation was not an idea, but a mission." In 1966, God led him far from his homeland to Lebanon, a land of beauty, ancient faith, and deep suffering. He immersed himself in the language, the culture, the struggles of the people, not as an outsider, but as a brother. He studied Arabic, social sciences, theology, preparing his heart for a mission of total gift. Ordained to the priesthood in 1973, Father Nicholas returned to Lebanon, ready to serve the forgotten and the poor. He did not choose to live apart. He lived among the villagers, in their homes, at their tables, sharing bread and prayer, sleeping on simple floors, and walking dangerous mountain paths. He reflected Christ's own words, "The good shepherd knows his sheep, and they know him." Father Nicholas settled permanently in Barka, a remote Maronite village in the Bica Valley. His mission was not one of comfort, but one of rebuilding lives. He helped restore a damaged church. He encouraged children to remain in school. He worked with farmers to revitalize orchards. He organized clean water projects and supported families tempted to abandon their homes. Where there was division, he sowed unity. Where there was despair, he planted hope. He used to say, not in words, but in the way he lived, that a priest belongs to his people completely. But Lebanon was wounded by conflict. Violence tore families and communities apart. Many fled, but Father Nicholas remained. He walked roads others feared. He prayed in homes abandoned by war. He encouraged villagers not to surrender to hatred, but to remain steadfast in the love of Christ. He became a target precisely because he was a peacemaker. His presence challenged the darkness. Yet he refused to abandon his flock. He carried the cross willingly, like Christ walking toward Calvary. On March 14, 1985, Father Nicholas left Hermel to return to Barka, and he never arrived. 17 days later, his body was found, tortured, his hands bound, a witness to Christ to the end, a shepherd who laid down his life for a sheep. In him, the mystery of martyrdom shone brightly. To this day, the people of Barka keep his image in their homes. They speak of him not with sorrow, but with hope. In their hearts, he is already a saint. His works remain, the school he built, the orchards he revived, the roads he cleared, the hearts he healed. He became a seed fallen into the earth, and from that seed, faith continues to grow. Father Nicholas Clautis, pray for us.